You're listening to the HMS Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. On the HMS Podcast, you'll hear all things Highland Middle School. You'll hear from middle school students. You'll hear from middle school teachers. You'll hear from former Highland Middle School teachers and many, many more. Our podcast is all about Highland Middle School and Highland Local Schools. We're located in Central Ohio. Let's check out the latest episode of the HMS Podcast. Go Scots! Welcome back to the HMS Podcast. I am really excited about our special episode today. We have two Highland Middle School alumni joining us today. We have senior Anya Taylor and junior Maddie Copley. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Thanks for joining me. First of all, it's crazy that Anya, you're a senior, and Maddie, you're a junior. Time flies.
Yeah, it does.
Like, you were just over there, it seems like.
Yeah.
So this special edition of the HMS Podcast is all about leadership. So we're going to be talking about developing your voice as a leader, what qualities make a good leader, what leadership looks like in your opinion, and then we're going to preview some upcoming leadership opportunities that Anya and Maddie will be involved with. So let's get right to it. So Anya, what does leadership look like in your opinion?
Leadership to me is like expressing yourself, really getting out there, getting involved, standing up to people if they're trying to tear you down, really having a voice for yourself. I'm always out there expressing myself, trying to be a leader, in my opinion, just putting myself out there.
How about you, Maddie?
To me, leadership really revolves around kindness. You can't truly be a leader unless you're kind to everyone. I think that it's really important to know that, like, as a leader, when you've left somewhere, everyone's going to remember you as being kind and nice to everyone. So that's really what I think it is.
I can't remember. I think it was when you guys were in middle school. We started the handprinting on the wall. And that had to do with, like, being honorable, mindful, and self-aware. Yeah. But we call that our legacy wall, right? That you're leaving your legacy. So I think that's awesome, Maddie. You're talking about, like, leaving a legacy of kindness as a leader. So there are multiple opinions on this. Some people believe that leaders are born. Other people believe that leadership or leaders can be developed. What are your thoughts?
I think leaders can be developed more than they could be born a leader. Developing being a leader, you could be like the quietest person in school, but also like sharing your voice, putting yourself out there. Some people say that I like talk loud. I'm always putting myself out there. I've heard the people think that I'm like born a leader, but I think I just have expressed myself and really put myself out there that I don't think I was born a leader. I think that I just developed as one.
I don't think that anyone is born a leader. I think that if you get it in your head too much, like people are always telling you, oh, you're such a leader, that can kind of almost get like, make you have a big head. And once you have a big head, you're not a leader anymore. You're just getting cocky and that's too much. But I think that anyone can be a leader. Like I said, it revolves around kindness. If you're born a leader, but you're not nice, you're not a leader.
I love it. So like that kind of leads me to my next question. Then thinking about since you left Highland Middle School, so 4 years ago, 3 years ago, how have you developed as a leader? How have you learned, you know, to share your voice with others?
So when I was coming out of the middle school, I knew I was entering my freshman year. And being in the middle school as an eighth grader, you were really you were being a leader to the seventh and sixth graders. So when I was a freshman, I really had to step up and show that, like, I wanted to be a leader too. But I knew, like, the upperclassmen, the juniors and the seniors, wanted our leaders already. And I just had to, I feel like I had to climb my way to the top to really show that I really wanted to be a leader.
I would say that compared to middle school, in middle school, I kind of thought about myself more and thought about, like, how I looked to other people. Like, I worried about being popular and being, like, an important person. And then when I got into high school, I realized there's so many other important people that now it really just matters on being kind. Like, no one is going to remember you as, you don't want to be remembered as the popular mean girl. You would rather be remembered as that really nice girl who everyone thought was great because you were nice.
So something that, Maddie, that you said a couple of times reminds me of this concept of humility and being mm-hmm. humble. And it reminds me of a saying, Tony Bennett is the men's basketball coach at the University of Virginia, a highly successful coach. And he talks about how humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's just thinking mm-hmm. of yourself less.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you're describing, mm-hmm. right? You are not the center of the universe.
Yeah.
There are many people in the universe, right? The world does not revolve around us individually.
Yeah.
So one thing that you are involved in here specifically at Highland High School is a class called Leadership Academy, and Master Chief Shipley of the NJROTC teaches the class. Maddie, tell us about that class. What do you do in that class? And then we'll get to your recent visit to the middle school here in a second. But just tell us about the class.
Master Chief really likes that when we leave the class, we say we didn't do anything, because he tells us that, because, like, it feels like to us that we're just chit-chatting and talking, but in reality, we are making changes to the school, we're getting things done, we're becoming leaders by just having conversations with each other. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important.
Yeah. He also likes to say that it's a get-out-of-school class, but when we get out of school, we actually are really making an impact in the world and at the school. Like, our visits to the middle school, and we went to the nursing home, really made an impact on them. The elderly that were there, they were really impacted by us coming and visiting them. Some of them were crying. They were really happy to see us. Painting the pumpkins with them was a really, like, fun concept with them. And every day when we're in there, we're always hitting, like, a big topic, and he's really trying to show us that we can be leaders and we're growing to be them.
And doing work isn't necessarily sitting on your computer, and, like, in adult life, doing work isn't always just going to be sitting on your computer. You're going to have to be getting out there, doing things, talking to people, and that's what we did. Like, going to the nursing home, they absolutely loved us. Dane, they loved Dane because he was doing things with himself, and he was going to be something big when he's older.
What I hear you both kind of describing is service. Mm-hmm. Why is leading serving, and why is serving leading? Why are those two concepts interchangeable?
So I feel like when you're a leader and you're really, like, serving people, you're showing that you can really make an impact on them, showing the service that you can do. I feel like community service and leadership kind of tie in together, because by being a leader, you're not wanting to, like, get paid to do the work. You're really mm-hmm. just trying to make an impact on people.
That's why a lot of colleges really pay attention to your community service. We get a seal for it. Because we're being leaders. We're serving others without expecting anything back. Like you said, humility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Say that word. Yeah,
also, being, like, a leader and showing our community service, it does look really good on college applications. You can, like, get scholarships for that kind of stuff. Like, I've applied to colleges and I've gotten emails saying that through my leadership skills that I've showed in my application, that I can be, like, granted all these scholarships that I can apply for.
And I think it's important to, you know, to clarify, like, mm-hmm. we're not just serving yeah. mm-hmm. to get college scholarships. Mm-hmm. This is like an icing on the cake
yeah.
kind of thing, right?
We didn't even know that was a thing until yeah. we started serving others.
Yeah.
yeah.
And then realized those perks.
Mm-hmm. So put yourselves back into your 8th grade or 7th grade or 6th grade mindsets just for a second. I know that's terrifying. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to middle schoolers that are trying to find their voice as a leader?
Advice I would give them would just put yourself out there. Don't think about what other people are saying about you. You're your own person, and I think that everyone can be a leader. Everyone can develop being one. And just be yourself.
I would say sometimes it's a little bit scary to stick up for other people. That girl over there, that boy, they might be considered weird, so people might be picking on them, but then that's your job as a leader to stick up for them and tell those people what they're doing is wrong. And, you know, just because that person is different doesn't make them weird. It's okay to be different. Everyone's different.
No doubt. So in your Leadership Academy class, kind of tying leadership and middle school getting back together, you recently visited all of the middle school mentor group. So we did a couple of days the first week and visited eighth grade mentor classes, and the next week we visited seventh grade, and then the sixth grade. The next week we visited sixth grade. Tell us about those. What were those conversations like? What were those visits like? What feedback did you get from the middle school students?
So those visits were, we all were very excited to go. We all really wanted to put our opinions out there and show that we are leaders. And when we went to the eighth graders, we really wanted to focus on high school, them getting involved, getting them putting themselves out there, and then like being kind, your guys' honorable, mindful, self-aware. Mm-hmm. And then the seventh graders, we really touched on also high school, but definitely more on what's next to come, the leadership skills that they should show, and just being kind. And then the sixth graders, we mainly talked on being kind, because you have to be kind to be a leader. Mm-hmm. You have to really put yourself out there.
What's the question?
I have to remind her here. That's all right. Anya's answer was so good. No, Maddie, just talking about, like, just give your feedback on your leadership visits to the mentor groups at the middle school.
Okay. I would say, honestly, it was a really big learning opportunity for us, because sometimes we look at the middle schoolers and we're like, they're so immature, but we forget that we were in their place at one point. So going in there reminded us, but also I think we were really able to help them, because if they, like, we have some kids who I guess you could consider like popular. They're leaders at our school that everyone knows and everyone loves. And like Dane, as I said before, you guys love him. You guys were very excited about him being there. And seeing that he is kind, and I mean, he's all your guys' things. He's the HMS saying. Mm-hmm. And that was really good for them to see.
And for those that aren't familiar, we're referring to junior Dane Nauman, who is an All-Ohio football player, basketball player, track runner, three-sport athlete. When people that are on display on Friday night, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. his number and name get called a lot on Friday night. To see somebody like Dane serving others, being mm-hmm. kind, talking to people,
and humble.
It's meaningful, right? And humble, right? It's awesome. So the two of you are attending an upcoming leadership conference at Mid-Ohio Educational Service Center in Mansfield. It's a joint conference between Mid-Ohio and the OHSAA. And the theme is lifting our voices. So I know, Maddie, you attended this similar leadership conference last year.
Yeah.
Anya, this will be your first time going. So let's start with Maddie. Like, what did you learn about leadership at last year's conference? And then the second part, what are you looking forward to about this year's conference?
Last year, our topic, our theme was, which I loved it, was culture of kindness, which is kind of where I'm getting everything that I've touched on. They talked about being a leader revolves around a culture of kindness. Everyone has different cultures that they were raised around. You know, like some people might be from the city, some people might be from the country, but we all have to come together with the culture of kindness. And this year, I'm really excited about meeting new people. That's what last year was. We get to sit at a table with a bunch of random girls from tons of different schools. And I have some lifelong friends that I plan to keep that I met last year. And I still talk to them. And it's just really awesome to get to see those people and see their leadership aspects from their school and what they're doing. And it gives us a lot of inspiration for what we can be doing, too.
Anya, what are you looking forward to about the conference, especially after hearing what Maddie shared from last year?
I'm really looking forward to showing that I can be a really good leader. I'm really excited to meet new people, like Maddie was saying, I'm one of those people where I can just start talking to someone and I could go on for hours talking to them, even if I don't know them. So I'm really excited to meet, like, those lifelong friends that I can keep for a long time. I'm also, like, really excited because we got to put, like, when we got an email sent to us about kind of, like, where we would go at this conference, like, what you're interested in, like, athletics, being leader, like, student involvement kind of stuff. So I'm really excited to see what they do with the things they sent us.
So the one of the speakers, one of the keynote speakers at the conference, is a gentleman named Harvey Alston. And I actually had the opportunity to hear him speak at Mid-Ohio in the fall. And his topic is about being your best. So when thinking about leadership, all right, and there's probably some people that are listening thinking, I'm too shy, you know, I'm an introvert. How can a student, any student, show leadership qualities? And kind of thinking about how is that helping students? How is leadership helping really any students, but those students in particular, be their best?
I think leadership can really break you out of your shell. If you're kind of like an introvert and you don't really want to talk to people a lot, you can still be a leader. Just try like putting yourself out there, maybe like talking to more friends. But some people also don't like it when someone is trying to be a leader. But a leader wouldn't care what they were saying. It's all about kindness, and it's really empowering to be a leader.
Some people, like Anya had said before, are going to try to tear you down no matter what you do. People are not always going to be pleased with what you do. They might be intimidated by you, but that's almost like a good thing because you know you're making a difference. You know people are noticing you. And I'd say for me and Anya are both extroverts, but for introvert, we have introverted people every year that go to the leadership conference because the school notices that they are kind, they are important people at this school, and everyone knows who they are, even if they're introverted and they don't talk to anyone. That one little thing of kindness you do, people are going to notice. Helping someone pick up their books in the hallway, that's being a leader because everybody else walked by and just watched, but you're the one who's actually doing something about it. Yeah.
I'm definitely, leadership and, like, kindness definitely doesn't go unnoticed at Highland. Everybody's always watching the cameras, the teachers, they're always watching. Everybody has, like, at the high school, we have the blue tickets, and you don't have to be someone who's, like, an extrovert like us to get one of those. Literally doing, like, the littlest things will make you a leader.
What I hear both of you saying, I think, I don't want to speak for you, is that leadership isn't just using your vocal voice.
Yeah.
I know we've talked a lot about lifting our voices,
but
being our best and being a leader can be demonstrated through actions. You can demonstrate kindness through how you act, not necessarily just how you speak. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. And I would say that lifting your voice isn't just your actual voice. It's also your actions. You can say what you want, but if your actions don't line up, people are not going to listen to you. I personally could probably never go in front of a big crowd like we're going to watch these people do and talk to everyone, but I can easily talk to someone here at school who doesn't necessarily have a lot of friends, and that makes a difference in their life and my life.
Mm-hmm. And I think Maddie and I both are always talking from like experiences that we've had, like people tearing us down. I think we both have had experiences where that's happened to us, but like we don't care. Being like a leader, you're trying to be kind. We don't really care what other people are thinking of us.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, people are going to be intimidated by a kind person. Those not very nice people are going to be really intimidated by that because you're out here using your voice and actions and the things you say and do.
So last question, and I really appreciate both of you joining. This is awesome.
Yeah.
I hope thousands of people listen, but even if just one person listens, that will be, we'll have made an impact. So a huge area of focus at the middle school the past few years is around literacy and working with students to become better readers, writers, and speakers. So how do literacy skills, reading, writing, and speaking, how do those impact leadership?
I think those impact leadership because just being like a writer, there are so many famous writers and authors out there. that they just write something down, and it is so empowering to the people who read it that they automatically develop them as a leader. And just speaking out, lifting your voice, will also, like, show the world how you are as a leader.
Mm-hmm. I personally am the kind of person, I would much rather write a book about my leading experiences and share it with people that way than go in front of a big crowd and do a big speech. Like, that can get out just as fast as a big speech can. And I think it's really important to still have those talking skills, because when you have a conversation like with Mr. Bradley, you don't want to be sitting there stumbling over your words because you don't have those literacy skills to be able to talk to him. It's important to be able to have basic conversations and big conversations with the whole class.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Anya and Maddie, I so appreciate you joining me today, number one. Two, I am incredibly proud of both of you. Anya, her 4 years in high school, Maddie in her three, like, the two of you have developed into the kind of leaders that we want at Highland. So thank you very much.
Yep.
Appreciate you both.
You're welcome.
Thank you once again for tuning in to the HMS podcast. If you have ideas for a future episode, or if you would like to be interviewed in a future episode, please contact me, Mr. Bradley, in the middle school office. I would love to have you join us. In the meantime, continue to make choices that are honorable, mindful, and self-aware. We look forward to seeing you next time. Go Scots!